KBBS, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, and we're streaming online. You can get that at our website, BighornMountainRadio.com. Marjorie Mantle with First Friday Buffalo Art Walk joins me this morning. Good morning, Marjorie.
Good morning, Brady.
We appreciate you taking the time here. And, you know, you had your First Friday Art Walk, was that May 5th?
Yes, Cinco de Mayo.
And how did that go? How was the turnout?
Oh, it was wonderful. The weather cooperated. It was a beautiful evening, and people were out and about, and there was a nice mix of tourists and locals, and it was really nice to see downtown flowing with people.
It is nice to see when downtown is flowing with people. And this is a great thing. For people who don't know what this is yet, tell them what the Buffalo Art Walk is.
Well, it's an opportunity for emerging artists to have some of their work showcased and for people to come downtown and spend time downtown, you know, maybe eating at a restaurant or walking around. And it's an event. It's the first Friday of every month for May, June, July, August, and September. And it's from 6 to 8, and the participating businesses downtown will have a yellow flag. So you can go into that business, and there will be a featured artist. And so you can get to know an artist. You can see what kind of work they do. You can see people you haven't seen in a while. It's a nice gathering.
Absolutely. And you mentioned first Friday of every month. The first one was May 5th. The next one coming up June 2nd. You said the hours are 6 to 8, but Potter's Depot actually goes 5 to 8.
Yes, and that is very special because usually the Potter's Depot is only open on Saturday. So it's a treat that Bonnie is open from 5 to 8, and it's a beautiful setup and a really fun place. And even though it isn't right downtown, it is a nice walking distance.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the yellow flags outside of the businesses that are hosting either musicians or artists. And you also have a map people can get.
Yes. We have the map. Is kind of crude, but it shows which it's numbered. So there'll be yellow flags outside the businesses that morning. And then when you go into a business during the day, you can get a flag, and it'll tell which flags, what businesses coordinate with each flag.
Okay, excellent. And there's a gift basket opportunity. Tell us about that.
Oh, this is really fun. We've had a lot of the stores and some artists donate some things. And in Crazy Woman Square, we'll have a table set up. And you can stop by and register. And then you can see what fun things are in the gift baskets. And then if you win, you'll have the opportunity to choose one.
Excellent. And so you talk about the artists, but there's also live music.
Yes, actually, we had Julie Jarvis and her son, Chris Jarvis. They were actually playing in Wyoming in Color Gallery, and they did some jazz, and it was so fun to have music. The door was open, so the music was wafting outside. And this time, for June 2nd, we're hoping to have Chris and Julie again, and we're hoping to have them outside, so more kind of in front of Pierzynski framing, and then have maybe a guitar player kind of near Visionary.
Okay, you know, it's nice to have the music outside, because even if people happen to be downtown but don't know about the art walk, all of a sudden they hear this music and it attracts them and they want to know what's going on, and that can get more people to check out the entire thing.
Yes, that's the hope.
And so one of the big things that you're doing with the First Friday Art Walk is a lot of promotion of the artists, but also of downtown Buffalo.
Yes. We really want to see downtown thrive, and we want people to come down and see the stores and see what's going on. And, you know, I know that they have music in Crazy Woman Square, and So this is a complimentary venue for that to, you know, see what artists are doing in Buffalo and see what's going on in the stores.
And so if people want to contact you, if they have questions, anything like that, is there an email address or something they can contact you at?
Yes, it is...
BuffaloArtWalk@gmail.com?
Yes.
I read your mind.
Oh, perfect. And then also, we do have some information if you want to stop in Wyoming in Color Gallery or the Sports Floor. Those are two places that you can... find out more information if you want to.
Well, this is fantastic. Is this the first year of the Art Walk?
It's actually not. The first 2 years were more of building and trying to decide exactly what direction. And so this year, I think, you know, we have some more people. We're going with the theme of the yellow flag. So we have more things in place. More things are working. And so...
The first couple of years, we're figuring things out. And this year, it's more organized and streamlined.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent, excellent. We're talking with Marjorie Mantle with the First Friday Buffalo Art Walk. Be sure and check it out. The next one's coming up June 2nd. They'll have one the first Friday of July, August, and September as well. And are you still looking for artists or musicians?
Oh, yes, yes. We are still trying to build artists and musicians. And the June 2nd, there will be some repeat artists and also a few new ones. And we're still working on that.
Okay, excellent. And then if people want to get a hold of you about being an artist or a musician participating, is it that same email they want to contact you?
Yes, yes. And then we'll send you a registration form.
Excellent. And again, that's BuffaloArtWalk@gmail.com. Marjorie, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Well, thank you, Brady. Have a nice day.
Absolutely. You as well. And everybody keep those radio dials tuned right here. KBBS.